Start reading in verse number 14. We'll be reading all the way to verse number 18. And the Bible says in verse 14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there were none of them. Now how precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Dear me, Father, O God, as we study your word tonight, Lord, you and I already talked about it, and I didn't want to preach this one tonight, but Lord, your way is right. Lord, for me now, empty me of self. Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit. What I do and say will give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I have just starting last Wednesday, recorded the messages, and they are now on the website for whatever reason. My brother asked for titles on the two that I've recorded so far, and I said, the titles are right there. He said, it's just the passage. I said, that's the title. I don't normally have titles, but tonight, of course, my title is, What Do We See When We Look in the Mirror? Just because he asked. And as I was arguing with God over whether or not to preach this one, because I had other ideas, and he just kept bringing me back to this passage and everything that I was studying and bringing and looking up and going back, and he just kept coming back here. And I keep being reminded of how when we look in the mirror, what do we see? I have developed a habit, probably a bad habit. It all depends of every morning getting on the scale and seeing what a lying piece of workmanship that thing is. And then I look in the mirror and realize, you know, it might not be too far off. And then I put on my clothes that I bought, didn't seem like that long ago, and then I'm pretty confident the scale isn't too far off. But all of the times and the circumstances in our life, when we look in the mirror and we consider ourselves and we find fault. The very first part of Psalms number 14, in verse number 14, he says, I will praise thee. The psalmist knew the one response to everything in life. You wake up in the morning and the alarm didn't go off and the car won't start and it's raining and everything. The psalmist knew the one response. You open up the box of cereal and realize that somebody else had already eaten it all. Or you pour your bowl of cereal and you go into the refrigerator and grab the milk and realize that there wasn't any. The psalmist knew the response to everything in life. He says, I will praise thee. If you place that phrase, if you just place "I will praise" in a search engine and search the Bible for those, oh, you'll come up with so many. And they're scattered throughout the Psalms. David was very proficient in this one area of his life. Psalms chapter 7, verse number 17, he says, "I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High." Psalms 9, verse number 1, "I will praise thee, O Lord. With my whole heart I will show forth all thy marvelous works." Psalms 18, verse number 3, "I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies." Psalms 35, 28, "And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long." Psalms 63, 3, "Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee." He had it right. When we get on the scale and it says more than we believe it ought to, or more than it did the day before, or more than it did just a year or so before, what is our response to that? Or when we look in the mirror and we look at what God has given us, what is our response to that? So much of the news and schools and everything else are filled with dealing with the challenges of young people who are dissatisfied with something and doing things to try and change that. And rather than telling them about Jesus, it's unfortunate, but the world doesn't and won't tell them about Jesus. Rather talks them into believing that they have a sickness, and rather than telling them about Jesus, gives them man's way around the issue. Hundreds of thousands of dollars spent every year on weight loss and plastic surgery and all of that stuff because somebody's unhappy with what God made. We have to continually go back to what the psalmist said, "I will praise thee." He continues in verse number 14 with, after saying, "I will praise thee," he gives, "For I am fearfully and wonderfully made." God made us perfectly for who we are. I will always be the imperfect anybody else. No matter how hard I try, no matter how much time and effort I put into it. Said before, my favorite movie star when I was a kid was John Wayne. And I could never be like him. He was so tough in every situation. Of course, it was always in the movies, and you know, everything in the movies is just the way it has to be. The good guy always wins in the end, and the good guy's always wearing a white hat, and it never gets dirty no matter how bad the fight gets. But we look in the mirror and we try and compare ourselves to somebody else or to something else, and we set a standard that we believe. Well, the psalmist said, "I am fearfully and wonderfully made." He understood as he was penning this that he was already formed, that he was already made. At whatever point in his life that he wrote this psalm, he's going, "Man, I can't believe how you made me." Genesis 1, chapter number 1, verse number 27, it says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them." Verse number 31, it says, "And God saw everything that he had made. And behold, it was very good, and the evening and the morning were the sixth day." God created us, and then he looked at Adam and Eve, and he said, "Boy, that's not just good, it's very good." In Jeremiah, chapter number 1, verse number 5, it says, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordered thee, ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made." The psalmist says, "In that my soul knoweth right well." Oh, we might forget something because somebody criticizes something they see, heard, or whatever. But the psalmist says, "All that my soul knoweth right well." Verse number 15, he says, "My substance was not hid from thee." In Job chapter number 10, keep your finger in Psalms, but Job chapter number 10, verse number 8, Job is talking, he says, "Thy hands have made me and fashioned me together round about, yet thou dost destroy me. Remember, I beseech thee, that thou hast made me as the clay, and wilt thou bring me into dust again? Hast thou not poured me out as milk and curdled me like cheese? Thou hast clothed me with skin and flesh, and hast fenced me with bones and sinew. Thou hast granted me life and favor, and thy visitation hath preserved my spirit. And these things hast thou hid in thine heart. I know that this is with thee. If I sin, then thou markest me, and thou wilt not acquit me from mine iniquity." Job understood that God, how God had formed him. Job understood that God had made him the way he was. Job also understood, as we know the story of Job, that God was allowing his affliction. In Ecclesiastes, the prophet says, "As thou knowest not what is the way of the spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so though thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth." September 11th, a few years ago, evil men drove airplanes into the Twin Towers, killing 3,500 people. The public outcry, the response vocally and verbally and militarily was great. But yet, every day, 4,000 unborn children are killed with no outcry, no response. Just quietly, unassumedly, taking a life that God had so wondrously wrought. Verse number 16, he says, "Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect, not the psalmist doesn't say, "See, God, you made me and I'm not perfect. You made me imperfect." No, the psalmist knew God made David a perfect David. Saying, "When you look at me, I was made while I was still incomplete. And in thy book, all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there were none of them." Psalmist is saying, God wrote me down in the book of life. He drew out how I was going to be. He wrote it out in words forever, even before I was made. Verse 17, he says, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. We get tied up in our thoughts of what we believe or don't believe. What's going on around us and what we're facing and what circumstances are going on in our life and how we look and how we don't look or how we have this issue or that issue. But God's thoughts of us are precious. Psalm chapter 40, verse 5 says, many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I